Colin bought that.
Okay, let me just test this. Testing. What'd you have for breakfast? Can you talk into the mic?
Nothing.
Hello.
We just woke up.
This is my breakfast, evidently. We went to the Keg last night because we were like, reliable, good. We felt like a hearty meal.
Yeah.
Glass
so
of wine.
You're filled up on steak and whatnot.
Steak and red wine.
Yeah.
And then when I got back to the hotel, I was like, do I push it further? And I ordered myself a dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I saw on your Instagram, you...
Kylie.
Kylie
somehow got, recognized.
Yeah, we got recognized when we ordered room service. So then the guy was like, I'm a huge fan. I'm going to bring a surprise when you're out for dinner. And he brought a whole cart of treats. It's amazing.
No. Yeah, I did not get
perks.
That.
I invited the
perks
you over.
Perks
you
of
did.
Being
you did.
In a rock in star. Huh? Yeah. What else did you do yesterday? I saw you were walking around downtown.
Yeah, you got in later than us.
I got in later.
We were walking, just going to Earl's.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we just drank all day. Kylie and I got in earlier and went to have beers and mimosas at Earl's.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
I napped for 3 hours.
Yeah, I got in around 5 and then... did some work and then
work
was yesterday. Wasn't yesterday supposed to be your day off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
just,
work did you do?
I was like going through all the pictures Meg took and saving the ones that I
That's
liked.
Not work. She posted work. An Instagram post.
Yeah.
That was work.
That's work for
social
me.
Media management.
Social media. And it's not even for the band. It's for my personal account.
It's fine. You're businesswoman. We'll just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming off quite the week, huh?
We're very sleepy, but it's been a wild, wild week.
It's crazy. We had we did 5 shows in a row and then our 2 hometown Toronto shows. So it's just been extremely cool and extremely busy, but yeah, we're pretty tired.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah. What does it feel like to go and play your hometown and it's sold out? I can't even imagine.
I try not to get in my head about it, so I just wanted it to feel like any other show on this tour, which, bless you, Jordan. I want to amp it up and be like, this is hometown, but I also don't want to get super in my head about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like that balance.
The last hometown show I did, I was going through a breakup. It was just about to happen. And then the time before that, I had strep throat. So this time I was it's at Massey Hall. It's one of the most legendary venues you'll ever play at. I just decided not to be nervous. I was I'm going to enjoy this. Yeah. I don't care if I make a mistake, I make a mistake. But I may not get to do this again. So, and it was really fun. Yeah.
We had all our friends and family, which was cool. And people were seeing and... impressing everybody.
Yeah, I imagine people from your past, they're all there, huh?
Yeah, literally everybody.
Exes,
current,
everybody. High school ex is there. Your ex-girlfriend was there.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, I might need a Kleenex, sorry.
Have a Kleenex.
Oh, God.
I'm always packing. Hold on.
Sorry.
I'm always packing.
Thank you.
It's the Italian in me. It should be in my bra, honestly.
Do that actually into the mic.
Sorry. Is this live? I hope so.
No.
I wasn't prepared for how cold it was going to be here.
It's not nice. No.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's why I figured
this is nice.
The palm trees and the hibiscus might remind you of being back home in Toronto.
Yeah. It's not that
right?
Warm.
Yeah.
Not
just
that warm there.
Just
not
like
warm
Toronto.
The view up here is amazing, though.
Yeah, it is really nice.
Anytime we come to Winnipeg, we just see two buildings, so this is nice.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. We're going to improve your experience in Winnipeg. Perfect. Blame Brett. He's gold.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And it took what, five
months? And it took t-shirt 5
years?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And what do you think it is about Blame Brett specifically?
I think there's there's multiple factors. I think one, I think a lot of people are going through breakups right now because a lot of COVID relationships are ending. And even if you're not, I think there's something really accessible about a breakup song or about a song about rediscovering yourself after a heartbreak. You know, that's like a universal experience that regardless of sexuality, race, gender, you know, people go through that. And I think like, you know, you can tell that I'm in a strange place where I'm trying to get through it myself. And I think that that honesty and that integrity is like, you know, approachable to people and people vibe with that. So I don't know.
And everyone just wants to show.
They do.
Don't blame me, blame Brad.
It's kind of like a, my buddy was saying that it reminded him of like Scotty Doesn't Know. Do you remember that song?
Totally.
Yeah. Not like the exact same.
Well.
Yeah. It, essentially, yeah. Not like the exact same vibe, but a similar vibe of like cucking a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say that on
Why
there?
Not?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can. I think this station's pretty chill.
Yeah.
Still learning myself, but that's all right. Kind of trial by fire here. If you do something wrong,
the
listeners will tell
brother.
You.
Oh, so, cool.
Brother.
Cool.
Yeah.
Will tell me.
Yeah. So, like, because I need 8 hours of sleep or I'm going to pass away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you keep up the stamina?
You have
you can
to
say drugs if you want.
No, we don't on tour.
You gotta protect
or
your voice.
Or ever.
Wink, wink. But no, it's more like you gotta make sure you rest on your rest days and try to sleep as much as you can. Like I like to nap. You can nap too.
I napped yesterday.
Yeah, Kylie and Eliza aren't nappers, so they.
So I don't know how they're getting through it, but I will just go into my bunk whenever I can.
And gets,
lights out, baby.
Yeah.
I can sleep for like 12 hours in that thing.
Me too. And it's more of like you and I also can adapt our sleeping schedule, like go to bed later, wake up later. But we're still getting like our, you know, sometimes 10 hours on the road. It's just about.
I think I got 10 hours last night and I still look like a zombie.
You look great. You look great.
You're the only one thinking that.
Yeah. You look really chic. You look like our Pats with the black and the hat and the sunglasses.
I just got this waffle.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It looks good. Sleep's really important.
I can sleep anywhere also. Like we had in our 5-show run, we also had to fly to Edmonton from Montreal on 2 red eyes. I can sleep anywhere. Slept on both flights.
Yeah.
Every second that I was on that plane.
We've got, I think we've got like a 20-hour flight coming up.
It's 13.
Oh, it's only 13?
Why would it be 20?
It's halfway across the world. We're going from Victoria to Frankfurt, which I think is like...
That's a minute.
That's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe we get some sleeping pills for that? But I don't know how I would get them in Vancouver. But whatever. Sorry, this is not a conversation.
I can hook it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, one question I really wanted to ask. I love to ask this question to celebs. Okay, what has been like your biggest like fangirl moment meeting someone or a band?
Probably when we met Avril.
That was cool.
There's a video of it because we were at the Junos in the middle of an interview on the red carpet and she was like walking behind us and like while the interview is going on, Eliza's like, Avril Lavigne's behind us. And I just freak out and can't answer the questions anymore.
Yeah. You've had a couple because you had Demi Lovato use our song on a TikTok, who was another big influence for you. Or not influence, but yeah.
I went to the Jonas Brothers concert recently. Sorry, this is all about me.
Yeah, yeah.
In Toronto. And
their tour.
One of the guys, someone on their touring crew was like, oh, you're in the Beaches. The guys love you. And then showed me their text exchange about Blame Brett. I was like, but it was only Joe and Nick. Kevin didn't say a damn word about the song.
Maybe Kevin was just tired.
Yeah.
He's probably having a bad day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he is
maybe
the Brett.
Maybe Kevin loves the Gloria Suns. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a big Suns fan.
Sorry.
Yeah, that checks out.
I mean, so do we. There's no bad blood.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm trying to think, like, well... Elton John was really cool. Rolling Stones was really cool. Okay, the one that got me the most, though, it was meeting Cheryl Hickey, you know, the journalist
okay.
who hosts. I know. Don't laugh. Like, I just...
No,
like,
I just said the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato, then you followed it up with the Rolling Stones, but now you're going back to Cheryl Hickey.
The one that, like, got me the most for some reason, like, I think because I watched her growing up as a kid, was Cheryl Hickey when she interviewed us for, like, I think it was, like, the SoCan Awards or something, but I was shaking in my boots. I was like, I love this woman so much. So everyone laughs when I say that that's my favorite, but I love you, Cheryl. Sorry about your TV show.
Shout out Cheryl. Yeah.
Shout out Cheryl.
Okay, we have we did a little contest. We had listeners submit questions, mm-hmm. and then I picked my favorite five. So we're gonna go through those.
I love it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Are you getting slurpy at it? I'm still getting nothing.
I am. You gotta shush it.
You have to just hold it really close and warm it up a little bit. I think
my straw is broken. I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
I can't even ASMR, it's too soft.
Okay, so Maggie asked, what has been the most embarrassing moment on stage / on the road?
You burp a lot.
Yeah, but that's not embarrassing to me.
I feel embarrassed for you.
I appreciate that. That's just natural. No, my pants actually split open once. That was brutal. Yeah, right down the middle, and I had to get my tour manager to duct tape them back together. I think that was during one of our big Toronto shows, too.
And did the duct tape do the trick?
It held, I think we only had like an encore left to do.
Okay.
And for some reason, I didn't go and change, which would have been smarter, but I went on stage with the duct tape. That was pretty embarrassing.
It makes for a funny story, so it's fine.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Knock on the table. I don't have anything yet. I almost had a scenario. I had food poisoning.
Yeah.
So
that's
we had,
what I was gonna say.
And it was just coming out of every hole. So I had a bucket on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
So it could have happened, but we held it together.
Yeah. I've heard horror stories. Like, it has yet to happen to us. Knock on table.
Yeah, we've heard of some of our friends who had to run off and just
get me like, hey buddy, have a 10-minute guitar solo.
Yeah.
I used to be a cheerleader, and during one of our competitions, one team was doing their thing, and there's nowhere to run because we were at Edmonton Mall. No, there's no escape. So she ended up just spewing all over the front and center on the mat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, spewing out of your mouth though is not as embarrassing.
Way better than
you'll
the
never
other
live down the other.
Yeah, like a
option.
Fergie moment would have been really embarrassing too.
Yeah.
Which I've heard.
The pee the pants.
I sometimes worry about that. I've got like a nervous bladder, so wow, this is a lot of information for you guys. So
no,
we're always like peeing like every 2 minutes before we go on stage.
Yeah.
Get every drop of that out of you.
Drop. Get all that drop out.
Ring it out. Okay, Crystal asked, what's the craziest thing a fan has ever sent or given you or thrown at you on stage?
I've had a lot of those things happening recently. My DMs are insane. People say I'm a bit of a queer icon, and I'll take it.
Well, yeah.
But the DMs that come with that, like semi-nudes, nudes just without asking, you know, which, like, if anyone's listening, please don't send me those. It's insane.
Yeah,
that's harassment.
Always ask.
Always ask. Send me your holes.
We'll say no, but you can ask.
But we're getting like thongs on stage, which we love.
Yeah,
you don't have to ask for that. I will tuck them into my pants.
Are cool. Yeah. Thongs and underwear with like little messages on them.
Numbers
okay,
on
like,
them.
They're not like the thongs that they were wearing that
no,
night.
No,
hopefully
no.
not, because Kylie's been wearing them. So.
Yeah. Hey, she's a thrifty queen.
She's like, these look clean. These look new.
She's a new boyfriend. She's got to invest in some new
ones. People are sending sexy thongs. I get it. Yeah. I almost kept a couple.
Yeah.
That was resourceful.
I've been getting some cigarettes during cigarette, which I think is great. It's very on brand with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally there's like a phone number on there, but usually it's just, you know, regular Belmont or a Dart. Oh, you know what? Your super fan, Lee in her hats.
Love
her. She actually got me I'm a big fan of Cars, like the movie, Disney film. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Pixar film. And she got me a hat, like a Cars-themed hat from Tokyo Disney. that's really sick. That's probably my favorite thing I've ever gotten. I still wear that all the time. I wore it to a rave last summer. It was great.
Perfect rave attire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it. Paul asked, what other careers would you have been doing if rock and roll didn't work out?
She loves this question.
I love this question. Okay, I would be a plumber.
Oh, okay.
Easy. I'm really good at fixing toilets. And I installed my own shower faucet once. I like putting things together. I think you get really good benefits. You can make a good living.
She actually would rather be a plumber right now.
Well, no. We're on a ride right now. But like, if you were to ask me when the band was struggling, like, had I considered another career option? For sure.
2 years ago, she was actually in school.
No, but I just think that I would enjoy like putting things together and building something with my hands.
So toilets is like the go-to.
Plumbing, yeah.
Yeah. Naturally.
Naturally. That's my answer.
Okay. Great answer. Unexpected.
I think I would probably be a music teacher or something because that's what I was going to do before they took me out of school.
Yep.
You guys stole me away.
Yeah. Swept you off your feet.
Swept. Yeah.
Like what grade are we talking? University or kids?
I like kids.
Yeah, don't know middle school.
High
schoolers.
School and up, I think they would bully me.
They're horrible. Yeah.
Because I used to teach piano and guitar to little kids, and they're so sweet. Mm-hmm. I like them a lot.
They don't have that dog in them yet.
Yeah.
It comes out in high school.
They still appreciate me.
Yeah. I guess we shouldn't say this, because they're probably like our biggest fans are like that age, I would say, nowadays. Like high school, middle school kids. No? A little older?
Older.
I mean, we've all been there, so it's okay.
But they do terrify me sometimes. I'm on the TTC by myself, which is the public transit in Toronto, and there's a bunch of 13-year-olds. Like, I'm scared.
Yeah, I have changed my running route so I don't run by schools because they always have something to say to me. They're always run, force, run. What are those? And I'm like, they're just running shoes. Like, they're always bullying me. So now I go around.
Avoid the children.
Kids are ruthless. It's fair enough.
Yeah, honestly.
Suzanne asked, which band is your biggest female rock inspiration?
I guess for this record, we've listened to like a lot of contemporary artists for influences, like Willow, like Angel Olsen for me as a vocalist. Kylie would probably answer like Boy Genius in terms of like the way that they make their music and the way that they market themselves, I guess. We're big Chrissy Hynde fans.
Yeah, Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders. I take a lot of guitar inspiration from the Pretenders.
Oh, yeah. Kathy Valentine, too.
Yeah, from the Go-Go's. I don't know if we would all say rock, but always Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and always. Yeah. I'm doing this.
You and I both, and I'm not a musician.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star. She came out with, like, Complicated Skater Boy. I don't care. Rock and roll genius.
Ties will always be cool.
Yeah.
Because of Avril.
Oh my God.
I have them all hanging up in my closet from my Avril days of like grade 4, grade 5.
We talk about this a lot and like what it meant for us to like see a girl who was almost our age holding a guitar when like all the other female musicians were like pop stars who are really cool too. Like I'm a big Spice Girls fan, but it's something about seeing like a young woman holding a guitar. It's almost like a young woman holding a sword. Like it's really powerful, and it definitely like was probably the thing that got us to all want to be in a band.
Yeah, there were so many pop stars just like very femme and showing a lot of skin, which we love.
Yeah, we love that too.
Love to see it, but I was such a tomboy, so seeing Avril in like ties and army shirts, this is so cool that you can dress like this and still be a rock star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, masculine female musicians were few and far between.
They were tiny until her. I guess at that time. I could be wrong because we were 6, but that's definitely the one I remember.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, and Terry asked, what is your favorite before or after show ritual as a band?
We're so boring.
Yeah, but we don't have many rituals before. It's just more of a routine of like starting our makeup an hour before. And yeah, like, oh.
Making sure you eat like at least 3 hours before so you don't get burpy, even though I still get burpy.
Yeah. I pee exactly 15 minutes before I go on stage.
Yeah, putting your makeup on, planning out your outfits. It's usually like a full day routine. Like you guys try to get some exercise when you get up.
I haven't exercised in like 3 weeks. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I've never been on a tour this grueling.
Mm-hmm. I guess the show is exercise. But like there's after the show it's
crack a Coors Light.
Yeah, I'm a glass of red wine girl, but then to get in the shower with a beer, with the red wine, literally have a shower beer,
yeah,
a shower wine, and
then find a snack, whatever's open.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm eating tonight. Is tonight the show?
Tonight's the show.
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
What's a late night eats
kind of thing?
Oh gosh,
what's the vibe?
Subway.
I'm gonna have to think about that one.
Okay,
we got options.
All right. Cool. Okay. Cool.
Did you end up finding those Tubi things yesterday?
No, locals stopped making the tubes.
Oh, yeah. They
are they enchiladas? Is that what we landed on?
Enchiladas.
Are they Tubis?
Enchiladas are the ones that are rolled and then baked on top.
Like they call them wet burritos.
Yes. Yeah. Local always had some good Tubi enchiladas, and they took them off their menu, so I'll never be back. So I went to Earl's.
There's lots of Tubis. There could be taquitos, there could be chimichangas, there could be...
I only want enchiladas from local.
Yeah. They're good.
They've disappointed me.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure we send this to them.
Yeah.
They're going to know. They're going to hear
from me later. Yeah, it's all locations. I thought it was just Toronto, then we came here, and I think Kylie phoned them yesterday.
Kylie!
They're off the menu.
Kylie is a tour manager, if there ever was one.
Well, I can't wait for the show tonight.
Tonight.
The show is tonight.
I feel like we haven't talked about the show at all. The show's going to be so much fun, guys. It's sold out. It's crazy. We're so thrilled. This whole tour has been so fun. If you like the album, we're playing the whole record with some other old familiars. And it'll be, you're going to dance, you're going to cry, you're going to laugh. It'll be great.
Triple threat.
Yeah.
Dancing, crying, laughing all at the same time.
Yeah. Cheering. Yeah.
Sounds like a Saturday night to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't wait for the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
And cheers to blaming our exes.
Yes.
Cheers.
Forever and always.
Still have nothing at
all. I'm just going to be eating this.
I think my straw is just faulty.
Oh.
Do you want another straw?
Oh, wait. I got it.
You got it.
Oh, I just gleeked.
Ooh, cool. Gleeking. Nice.
Ooh, I would love that.
Yeah, if you want to just do like, hey, I'm Jordan, the Beaches. We're here with Lex, talking about our show tonight. Whatever comes out.
Okay.
What is this, Power
97?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jordan and
Leandra
from the Beaches, and we're talking with Lex about our show tonight that's sold out here on Power 97.
So seductive, Leandra.
I didn't know what was going to come out there. My throat is frozen now.
My